Chapter 1. The sun was just rising when Jack mounted his bright blue bicycle. His eyes were narrowed. His baseball cap was pulled down low to shield his eyes. Nothing was going to stop him today. With a cloth sack full of rolled and bagged newspapers over his shoulder, he began riding down the street. A few people waved to him as he whizzed by. In the small neighborhood, just about everyone knew Jack Miller. He had spent his entire 9 years in the same house, on the same street, in the same town, with the same best friend. "Jack!" Annabelle called out as she rode by him on her silver and yellow bicycle. It shimmered in the sunlight. Jack tried to tell her that it was a boy's bicycle, but Annabelle insisted it was perfect for her.
"Do you want to stop at Max's for a drink and a donut?" Annabelle asked.
"Not this morning," Jack replied, his eyes still narrowed. "I don't have any extra time."
"Oh, Jack, you're not going to try again, are you?"
Annabelle rolled her eyes.
"He owes the money," Jack said sternly. "He should pay it."
"It's been over a month, Jack. He's never going to pay it."
Annabelle shook her head.
"But it's your loss."
She shrugged and raced off down the street toward Max's. Max's was a small corner shop that was the hangout spot for most of the kids in the neighborhood. He always stocked his shelves with plenty of candy and sugary drinks because he knew that all of the neighborhood kids would spend their money there. Jack knew all of this, but he still spent most of his newspaper route earnings in Max's store. As Jack started peddling again, he ignored Annabelle's attitude. She tried to tell him that 301 Lake Drive was a lost cause, but he didn't agree. It was his job to collect the monthly fees from the customers on his route, and so far he had not been able to get a dime out of 301 Lake Drive. Every day, he would ride by and toss the newspaper onto the porch. The next day, the newspaper would be gone, and Jack would leave another. But when it came time to pay the subscription fee, no one would ever answer the door. His boss had told him not to worry about it, that no one had ever been able to collect from 301 Lake Drive. But that only made Jack want to more. He wanted to do the best job that he could, and that meant that he had to get that money. He tossed newspapers onto porches as he rode by. He knew the route so well that he remembered to toss the paper to the right of Mr. Hutchinson's prized begonias and to the left of Mrs. Malloy having her morning coffee. When he skidded to a stop in front of 301 Lake Drive, he glared at the porch. The newspaper he had left the day before was gone. Jack was sure that someone had been reading it.